It's 104.3 Jams. We're part of the Ed Lover Morning Show, and we just got word that the Trump sign on the Trump Tower in downtown Chicago could be taken down if the president is impeached. That's what some aldermen are trying to do. Hey, and we got Johnny on the line that wants to sound off on
Schomburg.
This.
What up, Johnny?
What up, Johnny? Thanks for calling the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Good morning. That's it. Hell no. Man, leave it up there. They got so much stuff and corruption going on in the city. Leave it up there.
What you mean, leave it up there? You're all the way in Schaumburg, so you don't have to see that blaring sign every day like me and Chris to do.
I'm downtown every day. I like seeing it.
You do?
Yeah.
So you want it to stay up just because it's been up already?
It's been up.
What's the point of taking it down?
It's a sign. There's so many signs up in Chicago. It's ridiculous. And if you're basing it off, he wasn't inciting nothing. And then I look at the other side of it. Kamala was telling people to bail people out of jail. So come on. That's inciting. And they were looting and rioting. Like, legitimately. That government building will be fixed. What about Joe's Diner down there in Minneapolis or in the city that's not going to get fixed? No insurance, no nothing. He lost all his money.
Do you think if the sign is taken down on the Trump building in Chicago that it will stir up some trouble?
I don't think it'll make a difference, but I say leave it.
Okay. I appreciate the call.
Don't make a difference. Johnny thinks. I don't think I agree with Johnny.
I appreciate you. Ooh, he hung up. I don't agree with Johnny. I respect his opinion, but for him to say that Donald Trump didn't incite the riots and tried to say that Kamala was telling people to bail them out of jail following the Jacob Blake and George Floyd situation. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole conspiracy theory to me.
They're two completely different. Like, people died on Capitol Hill.
That's
you know what I mean? So that's kind of why I feel like Trump doesn't deserve to have a glaring 100-foot sign on the side of a building, especially if he does get impeached and faces charges.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a sour part of our history and it's just going to continue to stay up.
I agree.
That's how I feel. So we'll see what's going to happen with this. All right, call us up. Do you agree with Johnny? Do you think it matters if the Trump sign stays up or not? Or do you think it should just be taken down? Call us up 312-729-1043. We're the Ed Lover Morning Show.